It's funny, man. I had so much more beer after that, too.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. See, I wasn't trying to sell you out.
No, it actually... Yeah, the part, it did not. I had to like be like, look, I have to leave. So, yeah, it was funny.
You know what I just realized, too? I had to Google it. Is that those things that you can wear like a backpack that carry water? Like when you're, if you're doing like a day hike or a quick hike or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. Are they called... Oh, I see one here called Camel Sack.
Oh, my God. Shout out to last episode. That is too funny.
Oh, man.
What up, y'all? You are rocking on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Camel Sack.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We hope y'all are having a great Tuesday so far, and we appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to jump right into this opening question because I actually thought of this opening question a couple weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not any, there's no curveball or any complexity here. I really am interested to know your answer to this. What is your fate?
Right away, I know you're full of it.
No. I'm not, actually.
Okay.
What is your favorite either rap group name or rap name of all time?
Oh, man. Oh, dude. Oh, this is really hard, man. You should have... Oh.
Doesn't have to be a dope rapper either. You know, it could just be... It's just your favorite name.
Honestly, this is not a bandwagon thing. I always, as soon as I heard Nipsey Hussle, I was like, that's the dopest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Nipsey Hussle is a dope name.
It's super dope. But also, The Nonce.
Oh, The Nonce. Yeah. That's a dope name as well. I could think of several dope names.
I could come up with a million of them. Yeah, that's the thing.
I could think of several of them. But you know a favorite rap name? When I first heard it, I just fell out laughing. Jackie Chain.
Oh, Jack! Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I could not say that name without cracking up for like three minutes.
Yeah, I forsake my Asianness for not calling out Jack. That was dope.
Jackie Chain was an amazing rap name. All right, we finally actually discussed rap in the opening question. We will catch y'all on the other side. Rap Sucks Radio. Let's move.
Yo, what up? It's DJ Icy Ice, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
Y'all, welcome back. You are now rocking Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
That's right.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let's just jump right into it, Kev, man. Let's get into Out Here Tripping.
Who is tripping?
Randall Williams, Kev. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of those, you know, 12 listener for a week names, actually. Randall Williams is out here tripping.
Yeah, he just got drafted to the Patriots. Is that who Randall Williams is?
We could pick like any team. So a DNA test revealed this man is 4% black, and now he wants to abolish affirmative action. Boy. Good job. Yeah. Actually, I think I got the name wrong, though. I think it's Ralph Taylor. I think I just realized that I changed the name, but didn't change the name.
That's great.
It's terrible, right?
Oh, wait. So his name was not Randall Williams?
His name is Ralph Taylor. That is probably the biggest mistake I've made on Rap Sucks Radio so far.
I would disagree.
Ralph Taylor, y'all, is out here tripping. Randall Williams is our next person we're going to talk about. Yes.
Ralph Taylor got drafted to the Browns.
Right. Ralph Taylor. It still sounds like it's almost the same name. At the end of the day, I'm going to do a lot of reading on this one because I want people to kind of understand what's going on. This is a source by the Huffington Post. When we do the rundown, we list like the players that are involved, like, you know, the names or whatever of the people involved. Last week, it was judge, the judge, and it was also Amber Geiger, whatever. This week, the players involved are Ralph Taylor and the black delegation. So let's keep moving.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Ralph Taylor overheard a man bragging at a bar, bragging about how easy it was to get certified as a minority business owner, thus gaining access to potentially millions of dollars worth of state contracts in Washington State. Mr. Yeah. Williams contacted Washington State's office.
Mr. Taylor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. Wow, what am I doing right now? Mr. Taylor contacted Washington State's Office of Minority and Women's Business Enterprises. And was awarded a minority business enterprise certificate.
Word.
This is quoted from HuffPost, so it's saying it was a remarkable turn of events because for most of his life, Taylor had been treated as a white man, but he has applied under the premise that his DNA is 4% black. Okay, so
4% African.
Well, yeah, they wrote black, but he later on said African. So anyway, long story short, so he tried this on the federal level. I'm gonna try not to do as much reading. He tried this on the federal level and got booted off. Like, nah, son, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Fed said, look, that flies in Washington State, but it don't fly on a federal level. And Taylor got pissed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since then, he's, you know, been fighting this case basically to abolish the idea for everybody, right?
Right.
So, reading one of his quotes, or kind of trying to paraphrase one of the quotes, they said that he's not part of any minority group. He said, is Snoop Dogg part of a minority group? He listed so many people, but I thought it's hilarious that he used Snoop Dogg as a reference.
He did.
So he said he's ready to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars litigating the case. He joked that he's even willing to live out of his car if it means seeing this through to the end. And yeah, he basically wants to abolish it. But I wanted to really, really quickly, lastly, just kind of note the last line of this, or I put it in red. It was a line earlier in the article.
Right.
In Washington State. Right now, small businesses with white owners get more than 6 times as much money as small businesses with black owners. But as a part of an initiative by Washington Governor Jay Inslee, the state is attempting to level the playing field. So, women of color have received, this is for women and people of color. Last year, minority and women-owned businesses were awarded $154 million, with nearly $90 million spent on contracts with certified MBEs. Do you know how much money is available? Go ahead, Kev. Take a guess.
$100 million?
$3 billion. He's 4% black, right, Kev? 4% African?
4%.
4%. This nigga is tripping.
By the way, I have to fall on my sword. Jay Inslee, my only shot at him was that he looked like a cop. He's fighting the good fight in the state of Washington.
Yeah, good job.
For you, Mr. Inslee.
$154 million out of $3 billion. And this man is trying to shut it down because he can't get recognized like that on a federal level. Go ahead. Take it away, Kev. It's all yours.
But that's so that's the thing. And I kind of misheard what you were asking me. But he's fighting. Okay, first of all, he's always been recognized as a white American. You know why? Because he's white.
He's a white American.
But he's fighting for every white American's right to get 1/6 of what those white Americans could otherwise get with a viable business.
It's
that seems
crazy.
Like that does not seem like a sound business proposition.
It makes no sense. He's like literally like, oh, y'all got a piece? of table scraps. Yeah, I want that.
I also want to know who the brother was who was bragging at a bar about how much money he got.
Well, yeah.
He started a lot of bad things.
If it was a brother.
In the state of Washington. Yeah, he was definitely a little loose with the lips there. But, yeah, man, I mean... So, part of me is saying, okay, well, you're going to go... Now we have the ability to go get these DNA tests and find out, you know... Who knows if they're accurate, but someone's going to judge whether or not they're accurate. But this dude, he's 4% African, so now he wants to... level the playing field.
It just sounds like really level the field entirely. Just destroy the field.
Yeah, like a nuclear bomb, right? It's like, I mean, he's crazy. It says the story reads flummoxed. He says he contacted the OMWBE by email and phone to fight the denial.
Yes.
So yep. My first question is Trek, and I know you don't speak for all African-American individuals, but do black folks get flummoxed?
No, we do not get flummoxed. So I've never been flummoxed.
So right away,
yeah.
This is working against him.
He's done.
His case is falling apart rapidly.
Yes, yeah.
And then the whole thing with him saying, you know, is Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, you know, black culture, Ludacris. Why is he calling out, like, this literally the worst, like, you're calling out a bunch of celebrities. Oh, you're doing Condoleezza Rice.
He's doing Condoleezza Rice, yeah.
Again, further showing his ignorance of...
Right, whatever it is. That's the last reference we would use for anything other than, unless it's a lot of shade going around.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my thing is that I feel like, I might give you a beat to jump in and speak on it, but I have a solution for the entire state of Washington.
All right.
On this whole thing, but yeah, I mean, what is this? This dude is just trying to... What is he trying to do?
Really? He's trying to say, look, he saw people getting a little piece.
Right.
And he want the whole... Now he want it.
You know what I'm saying? He got jealous.
He got jealous and now he want it. Yeah. Not realizing that you already got the whole piece. You already got most of the pie.
Right.
And when I saw 4% black, I was like, what in the Elizabeth Warren is going on over here? You know what I'm saying? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, he did it as though the grants were... He was not getting grants because the state of Washington was saying he was not black enough. Which is nowhere in this... I mean, come on, man. Like, super corny.
Yeah, I should be calling that, by the way.
What's
like
that?
I was once told I'm not black enough because I couldn't do the Cabbage Patch. I was like, God, dog, dang, y'all taking blackness away for the Cabbage Patch? That's crazy. And here you are, Mr. Taylor.
You do the Cabbage Patch pretty much everywhere we go.
Well.
My unqualified opinion, you do it flawlessly.
Thank you very much. Yeah, between that and the WAP, I'm in. With that being said, though, if I didn't learn how to do the Cabbage Patch, like I'd be sitting here as a, I don't know, I guess a white man? I think my whole blackness was taken away when I couldn't do it initially.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. I had to learn. I had to learn the Cabbage Patch so I could remain black. And here Mr. Taylor is fighting over his 4%. I'm sorry, sir. I am fighting for my entire life every day. If I say something wrong, I could lose all of my blackness, Mr. Taylor. Are you flummoxed enough? You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to keep it light, but let's keep it real.
Right.
When you get pulled over.
Thank you.
Which, are you using the 96%?
Oh,
or the 4%.
Please shout out that 4% when you get pulled over.
Right.
Officer, I don't deserve this ticket. I am 4% black. Oh, stop hitting. What are you doing? Don't open my door. No, I don't have drugs in my car. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how that conversation would go.
Are you turning up the Nickelback or are you switching it over to James Brown real quick when the officer steps up to the window? Out of here.
I'm going to pull up. I'm going to pull up on Mr. Taylor and play certain songs and see how he reacts to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The big payback, how you react to that. What do you do? Here's the test.
Yeah.
If I put on the Cupid Shuffle.
I was. I want to be a wedding DJ at any wedding that he goes to.
And as soon as the word funky drop, it's time to get funky, and it echoes out. I'm beaming, Mr. Taylor. Listen, I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm clearing the dance floor for him only. It looked like fame on that joint.
4% to the left. 2 times.
Crisscross. Bip, bip. 4 to the left. Blip, blip. 4 to the right.
Oh, boy. So this is my solution. You want to hear the solution? I'm going to solve everything.
I'm ready.
The approval of these applications, every last one of them, and I don't care how much it costs because, you know, I'm a socialist.
Yeah.
The approval of these applications should be decided by a jury of 12 people.
All right.
6 of whom are women of color. 5 of whom are men of color. And I'm talking about the approval of the applications for these small business grants. Yep. 6 women of color, 6 men of color, and one white man.
Five men of color and one white man.
But only if the area's population makes it convenient to include a white man.
Good luck. Because
That's how that 1/6 of the pie is going to get. Go ahead and get divided up. Between the people of color and the 4% nation.
And I want the white man to be like Michael Rapaport or Bill Burr or somebody like that.
Wait, which one?
I think they're both the same person, but
Oh man. I haven't watched any Big Three.
I love the Big Three. I watch it on mute, though. Well, when he comes on, I got to turn it off. I can't stand that dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, gets on my fucking nerves.
Yeah. But my headline for this was, I can't forget. I almost forgot. I originally entitled this the 6-9 of Affirmative Action.
Yes, you did. That was a very good title.
But do you know why?
Why?
We didn't even talk about this.
Uh-uh.
This dude, okay, so not only was he doing all this other nonsense, but he threatened to rat out other white folks who were taking advantage.
He was going to snitch on his people.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah. They're not his people.
Well,
96% his people.
Oh, man. 4%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're wrong.
He's only 96% blood.
You already know. You mentioned Snoop. You know you're not supposed to be snitching.
Tekashi.
That is so trash. That is so trash. Oh, man.
That's gold. That's golden era.
Yeah, you whack for that, man. I accidentally mentioned Randall Williams earlier in the show. That was not Randall Williams. That was Ralph Taylor. This is Randall Williams. And the title of this segment is A Florida Man.
Yep.
That's it. We could probably do something every week.
Oh, that's who Randall. Oh, okay.
Yeah. A Florida Man.
Yep.
A man in Florida.
Yeah, every week. Every day.
Every day.
Florida's wild, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. A man in Florida has been sneaking around his neighborhood, tampering with electric scooters parked on the streets, police say. So, the Fort Lauderdale police posted a surveillance video Tuesday showing 59-year-old get off my lawn Randall Williams walking up to an electric scooter on the street, slapping a white sticker on its QR code and cutting its brake line, essentially rendering it impossible to use. Police say more than 140 scooters have been disabled and vandalized in a similar way in the southeast part of Fort Lauderdale since April 5th. Titled this. Seems like Kevin Traumatics would applaud this.
I didn't know why Alan would have to get pulled down in my old manness. I feel like he has an appreciation for speed.
You guys
and whimsy.
You guys are the plastic straw brothers.
I don't have. Oh.
Just shaky fist dudes. Like.
But wait, so what I did not gather from reading the article was I assume that it's because he doesn't like the way people ride these scooters.
Yes.
Or was it that he didn't like them being left on the sidewalk, or what was it?
I think the whole deal, it seems like, right? To cut 140 brake lines, you got to be mad at the whole problem, whole situation.
Yeah, but that seemed counter. My thing with the scooters is that I'm like, I've literally damn near gotten taken out. With my daughter,
right?
A dude on a scooter on the sidewalk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, if I see you coming, like, I'm gonna lean in at least with the shoulder.
I told you would like this story. I knew it.
Oh, I love this story. I love literally today. Today I'm driving, and this dude is on one, and I'm like, because I. Now I can at least have the inner monologue that's like the first reaction, which is the real reaction, that then converses with the reasonable reaction, which I'm looking at this, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Right.
You're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to just bump you real quick. with the other side, which says, that's not cool.
That's not the way to go about that.
But then I'm looking at this dude, I'm like, you're really not paying attention to anything that you're doing. Like, it's like 50% of the time, I guarantee you, no less than 50% of the time, when somebody's riding on one of those scooters, they are also looking at their phone.
I haven't seen that, but I do have a few rules that should go with the these scooters.
Man.
One,
And if you're on the street, one. Okay, so that's the other thing. It's like the guy really got upset. It's like he was on the sidewalk, and it was a very small sidewalk. I'm like, yeah. That's, you're bugging.
Well, see, that's why I have these rules. One, I already know that they're not supposed to ride on the sidewalk. And I've seen police ticket them for it, which I think is dope.
But if you're riding on the street, like the dude was today, then the driver's like, oh, you're crazy.
Well, there's that. But I don't understand how they're surpassing helmet laws.
That, right?
And the other thing is.
Because clearly they need a helmet.
They do. And you should not be able to have headphones in if you're riding one of those things in the street.
Wow. I didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're going to die.
We are so old.
I love those things, though. I think they're like an amazing idea. Like, yeah, for sure. Let's scooters to get around town. I think that's fresh.
Yeah.
But yeah, people.
If somebody comes up with a smart way to store them, like literally like something that can go with anything, you know, a light pole that's on every corner that actually allows the thing to stand up and not be in everybody's way.
Yep, yep.
They would make countless hundreds of dollars.
Right. Well, you know, you used to be able to, like, pick up the, you know, recharge them. Like, you could pick them up in your own truck. But I think they've now, like, actually started hiring people to do it, you know, that drive around, pick them up and charge them. So... Huh. I'm not sure how much money people were making, but I was like, dang, I should borrow my dad's truck and just drive around, like sign up and drive around and take him to the charging station. You know what I'm saying? Like, make some extra bread. But
where?
No, I think it's a great idea, man. But I could actually, you know, usually I sort of kind of go hard on people like Randall Williams, but I wouldn't go as far as he did, but I know those things got to piss you off if you're a 59-year-old dude, like, just trying to walk up the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's, but it's just, like, crazy. It's, like, stupid drivers, you know? It's the same thing. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, you're tripping.
You know, like, I've literally, that's the one place that I'm super old, man, is driving next to the school.
It's
It's like, you chose to drive right in, you know, not two blocks away from the school, on the same block as the school. So if you drive crazy and I look at you like you're crazy, don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I don't even have the...
Stop it.
I don't know. I don't have the patience for other drivers anymore. Yeah. Not at all. It's completely something wrong. Like, yeah, something wrong with them. The people on scooters drive a lot better than people out here in the great old city of West Covina, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that's, you know, all I can say is that I hope that Randall Williams connects with the same part of his old soul that I've connected with, which is like, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to body check this dude into the street, and then he's going to get run over, and then I'm the asshole.
Well,
that's not a good, not a good result.
How are you solving the problem by cutting their brake lines is the question.
That's the thing. That's the, to me, that's the biggest, like, there should be mandatory brakes. It's like most of them don't use the brakes.
Yeah. This doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, he's trying to stick it to the man.
Right. And taking a huge L while doing that. Yo, the how sway part of the episode, like how sway, like how sway though. There, this ASIC's Wi-Fi code has to be guessed. It just has to be guessed.
it's like password 1234.
It's crazy. Next segment, how sway. ASICS apologizes after porn plays for hours, Kev, on a promotional screen outside of a New Zealand store. Like, how, though? How is that even possible?
Hey, man. I blame it on the Russians.
Sports brand ASICS has issued an apology after objectionable content played on the screens above its store in Auckland, New Zealand. Pornographic videos were shown on promotional screens for hours outside of the ASICS store in Auckland on Sunday morning. The Japanese sportswear brand, shout out, what up, Kev? Get them.
That's what I was going to say. On the bright side, you know, because they're a Japanese brand, all the good bits were pixelated.
I quit. I'm out.
The church, people going to church where, you know, they were, it wasn't so bad.
I'm so sorry. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. Saying the material had been playing above this store due to a hack.
You think?
Right. Yeah, we did it on purpose. No, actually, we did it on accident. Of course, it was a hack. But the video ran for a long time, the security guard quoted. Maybe 2 hours from 8 a.m. until the shop staff arrived at about 10 a.m. But some people were shocked. Others just stopped and watched. The security guard said that there was also a witness that was cited that said the video had been running since 1 a.m.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Shout out to my homeboy Tone, man. My man Big Tone.
Oh, that's 9 hours of porn. That's 9 hours of porn.
Nine hours of porn. There's a young man.
That's about four years worth of porn.
There's a young man. There's a young man who masturbated 55 times and had a heart attack.
Oh God. What did the Auckland coroner have to say about it?
That's where he was. He was just in front of that screen.
Oh man. Good lord. You know who dined them out, right?
Who did? Who dined them out?
Our shrimp on the barbecue, Becky. Oh. Silicardin?
Yep. 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 She definitely told.
Listen.
Oh my god. Wait, were you gonna do another accent? Go ahead, I'll wait.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. That is not a good idea.
It's gonna sound like a Russian accent.
How? There's a Bob's Burgers episode reference in there. But yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I know how. I just don't know how. Like, under what circumstances? That's just crazy. The hacker like deserves the grand prize. That was dope.
It's for the lulz, man.
Oh, you gotta
do it. They had to run out at some point. They're like, we've used all the porn we've got, Captain.
I'm like, yeah, the Pornhub hit. You know what I'm saying? like, just the repetitive play button, like YouTube, like the autoplay. Oh my god, yo, that is crazy. Oh, since 1 a.m., somebody reported. I hope that was a lie, man. But
who cares?
Who cares, right? Most people saw it at 8 a.m. The person.
That's the New Zealand porn hour.
8 in the morning. The person who said it was running since 1 a.m. looked visibly tired, by the way. It was exhausted. Oh, boy.
You know, in New Zealand, the porn goes in reverse.
In Soviet Russia, porn does you. Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Well, thank you so much, ASICS, for that. Yes. I have no plans on buying any shoes from you guys, but I do appreciate 9 hours worth of porn randomly. It definitely helps out my show. I would love for the incognito tab to be like, you know what I'm saying, pressed the whole time, like they were hiding. Oh my god. All right. That was rugged. This whole show is just us laughing at
your rugged outback.
Oh boy. That is a camel sack for your ass, boy.
Oh wow.
So yo, can we do some nerd news? Does this qualify as nerd news?
I think so.
All right, cool. Nerd news. Nerd news. Kev, this title is cold, man. You a cold dude for this title.
Why?
Get out and run, you lazy pig. God, dog. That's fucked up. Oh, man.
Hey, man, I'm just a coach. I only have one speed, man.
That one was pulling out terms from the Mac. A Tesla electric patrol car by the Fremont police ran low on electricity in the middle of a pursuit after the department said someone forgot to plug the vehicle into a charger.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had to stop chasing the criminal. Because his battery ran out, fam.
You had one job, man.
One job.
Plug.
One job.
Plug it in.
Just plug the damn thing in, yo.
Plug. Plug it in.
Look, you ain't even got to stand there and like wait to make it like an even number. Like, you know, you squeeze the gas tank and you don't want to end on like, you know, $29.99. So you'd be like, all right, I got to squeeze this exactly at 30. You ain't even got to do that. Like, you could just plug that thing in and walk away. When you come back in the morning, you know, unplug it and keep on moving.
Last episode, I went on a whole soliloquy about the potential downfalls of America's law enforcement apparatus being underfunded or undermanned. This is not one of those situations.
Not even close.
First of all, how the hell do you have a Tesla?
Yeah, for real. Fremont Police Department is not messing around.
Yeah.
They got that real bread.
And then you can't plug it. Get out of here.
Yeah, man.
What do you have? Come on, man.
You know, the crazy thing is, you know, I'm all for like electric vehicles. Like, I like EVs quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know they're starting to make buses EVs out where I'm at. And I'm pretty sure most, you know, that's not uncommon.
Right.
But there are some vehicles that can't be EVs. At least not at this point in technology. Like, nah. You don't need an electric vehicle cop car. Just throw some gas in that joint. You know what I mean? We'll be all right.
Aren't you chasing the bad guys?
Yeah, exactly. And they running on gas, B. You need high power, high octane. You got to get after them.
Actually, I'm just glad that it was, hopefully this offender did not do anything super egregious.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, because if I heard this story and it was an ambulance, I'm like, God, are you serious?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. A fire truck. I mean, they did say that it happens with their gas vehicles, like people forget to fill them up or whatever.
Which is okay.
Right.
That is not an excuse.
It is not. But what is also really annoying about this story is reading some of the comments on Facebook.
Oh, I didn't see it. Well, yeah. Oh. Bring it.
I mean, there's really one simple thing about this. See, this is why I'm not messing with an electric vehicle. What? I'm sorry, sir. So you're going to be chasing a perp up the... What's the... Why would this affect you in any particular way? What do you mean this is why you... This is the reason? Like, what do you do for a living?
Good Lord, you're in a high-speed chase with the ice cream truck. Get out of here.
I'm just saying. What are you? Yeah, you're on your way to McDonald's for a random Sunday at 2 in the morning. Plug your stupid car in, you dumbass stupid head.
Oh, man. Yeah, all I know is that if you are a police force that treats, you know, charging your cars the way my wife treats charging her phone, this is not a good sign.
Oh my God, dude! Why that
if
is?
If I stop talking in a while, it's because she comes in here. She came in
with like a rolled up newspaper, like
with jumper cables.
I can't imagine though. Like just on a bit of not serious note, but like just a serious thought or whatever. One of the reasons why I don't really want them to have a Tesla is let's say that pursuit. You know, a lot of police pursuits end up with the police vehicle damaged.
Right.
I'd imagine to fix a Tesla has to cost quite a bit more, quite a lot more than fixing a Crown Victoria.
Everything is more expensive.
Yeah.
So wait, this is the one thing the Tesla though has a longer range than most electric vehicles.
Oh yeah. If it was charged, the perp was in big trouble.
Is the range similar to a full tank of gas?
It's longer than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then you really screwed up, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's some, because I know there's some electric vehicles that it's like yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not getting that far.
Yeah. Joyce was like, this is like reading about them.
I'm checking some meters. That's about it.
Yeah. I used to read some of them and be like 80 miles. I was like, dude, who drives 80 miles? Like, what? It's like sticker price, $46,000. I'm like, for what? For 80 miles? Like, no. What are you doing right now? Yeah, would you, I might as well just ride a lawnmower up the street.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was pretty rugged. But yeah, this, for those of you out here who are saying that that's the reason why you won't get an EV, I'm going to have to go ahead and...
Yeah, maybe know, it's because you have no money.
You don't have the money for it, right? You broke. Yeah,
you got the money for Facebook. You don't have the money for a Tesla. Get out of here.
Exactly. Yeah, right? Free thoughts or whatever the hell you think you're doing. I didn't put so this title is wrong, but this subject is wild. This might be the wild subject episode, really.
Okay.
An 18-karat solid gold toilet has been stolen.
Wait, what?
Look at the title and look at the reason.
Wait, what?
So the title of the subject on our sheet is dead wrong, but regardless.
Oh yeah, no. Oh okay, I didn't know this is what we're talking about. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. I don't care. We're taking it back to the old school where we didn't know what we were doing.
We didn't know. Well, I mean, the notes are all there. It's just
because
the title.
Unlike now, when we know exactly what we're doing.
Exactly. Right. This is the, yeah. That was like the Tesla argument. Like what? Wait, we know what we're doing now. All of a sudden. An 18-karat gold, an 18-karat solid gold toilet has been stolen in a burglary overnight at Blenheim Palace, BBC reports.
Right. This was, luckily, this was in the UK, so the Fremont police did not have to chase down the perpetrator.
However, you did have an idea of who the perpetrator might be.
Oh, it's absolutely Trump.
Why is it Trump? Why?
Because the first thing, literally the first question I would ask is, where were you on the night of September 13th?
What is the point of a 14-karat solid gold toilet?
Because, come on, if you have to ask,
right?
You don't, you don't deserve to know, homie.
No, you can't afford it if you have to ask.
You can't afford to know.
Joyce worth $6 million.
Really?
Yes!
it's a $6 million toilet.
A $6 million toilet, man.
We have gone in our collective... human experience from a $6 million man to a $6 million
toilet, right? And only one of them is real. Well, I think the other $6 million man is like Elon Musk. But... and then it said, a significant award has been offered for the retrieval of this, right? So I'm thinking, okay, it's worth $6 million, you know. That reward is about $124,000. Now, look, I'm not going to sneeze at $124,000, but I might give you a bit of a side eye if what I'm looking for is worth $6 million. As you count off that $124,000, I'm going to be like, bitch, what? For real, though? You know what I'm saying? You can't break me off of $500.
It was previously displayed at the Guggenheim.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
That would have saved a lot of money on travel to just grab it there. So maybe it's not Trump.
It might not be Trump. Well, he's never been in a museum before, but...
I don't know. Maybe it's Mark Ronson.
Who knows? Wow.
Who knows?
People walking around snatching chains and other people were snatching toilets. Also, the getaway car was a Volkswagen Golf, or whatever. If you wanted to know how they got away with that.
No, man, I tried to put a new toilet in the trunk of my car, in the back seat of my car.
Keep going.
At the Home Depot?
Yes.
not a graceful series of events.
Nope.
Not at all. If it was, and that was porcelain. If it was gold,
all gold.
No, that's at least a two-man job.
So here's a more impressive headline. Right? 14 karat solid gold toilet was stolen and put into a Volkswagen Golf. This is a long headline.
Right.
Meaning that
that's a win.
Maybe three people carried that bitch.
Maybe.
Either that or it's like a clown car where like 18 people are getting in and out of it. Because carrying a solid, carrying a regular toilet is a for real issue. Like you said,
I think a solid that was the gold plot of Ocean's 8, wasn't it?
Was it? I wouldn't know. Because it seems like it could be. It seems like it can only happen in a movie.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's a bad... Hello, man. You know, you got to have a good hoop, man.
Y'all are bugging, dude. Y'all are absolutely bugging.
You got to get a quality hoop.
That dude is... Oh, man. All right. Just to actually do the actual topic, I'm gonna go through it real quick. I'm gonna actually do the initial topic that I had to name. You said Fontucky is the Florida of California. So we,
right?
For those of y'all who are not from Cali, Fontana is called Fontucky. It is basically the Kentucky of California,
which seems super judgmental. Until you realize that it's not.
No, yeah, go ahead and pull up out there and see what happens. Shout out to my people out there in Fontana. I do have a few friends that are from out there or live out there. And Ned, I've never been to your house. I've never come to kick it. I've never, like, you just noticed that. Like, I don't hang out with y'all. Like, we talk online, but I'm not going to Fontana for what? Anyway, Fontana police said that they confiscated $1 million in electronics and gift cards during a nationwide phone scam investigation centered around two Southern California women. Officer Guerrero says the surveillance video eventually led them to the two women of Gardena, but they were in Fontana when they were caught.
Right.
So they were, hustling gift cards.
Word. To a mine. Yeah.
Ailing Liu, 25 years old, and Ji Hyun Lee, 25 years old.
Yep. Yeah, so they're 25-year-old Asian women, which means they literally have about 100 years of life ahead of them.
But how, Kev, how, so the person alleged that so they were calling people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that if they didn't provide $2,200 worth of gift cards, they would be arrested by the IRS.
Yeah.
How were they successful at all? Like,
yo, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Every week, my pops is like, I got this voicemail. I'm like, delete it. Every week. I'm like, why would the IRS want you to send them a cell phone? Stop it.
Right, exactly.
The only way we can accept payment is through Outback Steakhouse gift cards. Stop it.
I'm like, what happened to the gift cards? Like, they could throw those gift cards my way, especially the Target ones.
But that's the thing. It's also, that's like a, you know, they don't have to launder the money.
No, absolutely. I totally get it.
That's the science behind it, B.
That's the science behind it. It's very, very.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm going to say this to these two young women. This shit like this is why they don't let more Asians on Saturday Night Live. Shit like this right here.
This is the reason.
Stop it. You're messing with the entire culture, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys got to, you guys overall as the Asian community, but.
yes. But, you guys overall.
Young Lou and Young Lee, they got to crime better. You got to crime better than this one. You know what I'm saying? Man. You hustling gift cards. I see you, though. I see you trying, but whoop. I don't know about this one, yo.
Their mugshots are so sad too. This is the thing. If you commit a crime and then your mugshot looks the way a mugshot is supposed to look, you know that what you did was stupid.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, for real. But see, I think that's the thing. Yeah. A judge is going to hug them and give them a Bible. Like,
no Bibles.
No Bibles.
Bibles given. No Bibles given.
The look, though, the looks on their poor, they look like, oh my God, this is actually happening. Yeah, that means you're not ready for it. That's that Tekashi look. You're not ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, this is actually happening, huh? Yeah, oh yeah, it's happening. You're going to jail, buddy.
Like, I look forward to going back to my real life and enrolling in Cal Berkeley. And
right.
Not Irvine. No,
nope,
no,
nope.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. But we always take the likes of former criminals in the Cove. You know, you could roll around. Housing prices are still okay. You could come kick it, but you're not going back to Irvine, though, so you might as well forget about that. Gardena, like, no, you're not making it. All right, man. We got to sign this one off. Yo, oh, boy. Yo, you were live on Rap Sucks Radio. This was just the hodgepodge of ridiculous news episode. So we hope you enjoyed it. I am your homeboy, Trek Life. That is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
Please catch us on RSR Podcast on Facebook and at Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram. We post articles to the stories that we discuss. You can disagree, agree, laugh, however you choose to react. We also post clips from the show on our Instagram. So, you know, I actually found it's actually pretty entertaining to just scroll through the clips on Instagram. Like, one by one.
It is.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. So,
perhaps only for you and me, but yeah.
I'm thinking it'll be funny for other people, but either way, man, we'll catch you guys next week. RapSucksRadio.com. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace.
Peace.